see it, but it's
I'm gonna find it because that actually is my favorite food. I'm so sorry. It starts with a T. Rice bread. Oh, I'm so sorry. I should just say Adobo and end it there. Okay, I'm just gonna say Adobo.
Okay, we'll go with Adobo.
And then of course, you know, I love hush puppies. Is that too silly to say?
No. It's what you like. It's not what I like. So
yeah, I guess that's true. You're right. There's no wrong answer. I love hush puppies. And I feel like I can't find them anywhere else.
If that's what your palate likes, that's what your palate likes.
I feel like there's some judgment there. Okay, what's yours?
That was not judgment. I like bistick.
Okay. Very good.
What else do I like? A Minnesota classic. What do I like? Here at our Minnesota State Fair, a local teacher gained notoriety because she makes these chocolate chip cookies called Sweet Martha's cookies. So people go gaga buying buckets of cookies that also help to go fund. You know, some of the students of, like, that she has a lot of students that are her volunteers or work for her there. So it's a big thing. Like, you can go on the internet, go like on YouTube and like Food Network stuff, be like Sweet Martha's cookies, and people will go gaga over Sweet Martha's cookies.
I bet it's so filled with love. I have a new food for the Filipino one. My mom used to make me champurrado.
Okay.
And then she would put these tiny little salted fishes in it. And we'd have to like completely like cover like the bottoms of every door in the house with towels to stop the smell from sinking into everything. Yeah. So honestly, I haven't had it in years, but I have such good memories of that. That's it. That, and I think honestly, Martha's cookies sound better than fish puppies. So.
Do you have any go-to karaoke songs?
I know I'm ashamed to my country when I say I cannot sing. I have two left feet and I can't sing.
Wow, you sing. Well, hey, but I guess you write eloquent stories, so.
Thanks. Thank you.
So you don't have to tell your stories via dance movement or song.
I'm out there with a tambourine. I'm just excited to be there.
And maybe our last question for the night of doing all this research on supernatural things. What's maybe a supernatural Filipino folklore thing that you've heard about that not everybody heard about that might intrigue people?
Okay, I have a really cool one. There's a type of like black magic that involves insects. But they're like insects that are made by like a malevolent black wind, and they have like devious intelligence. And you know that they're the right type of insect if they have six legs. And to use them, you'll put them in a bamboo tube, and then you'll ask them if they're willing to assassinate someone for you. And then if you put a little stick in there, and if they come out, they're willing to do it. And then they'll like go into a person's orifices, including their butt, to create these illnesses in them. And it's meant to be like a really subtle way of killing someone. And I have not seen anyone else ever mention that, these butt insects. So I think that's really interesting.
And before we end the show, where can our listeners and viewers find information about yourself and the book?
Well, I have a website called DaphneFarma.com, but House of Monstrous Women will be available at every major retailer on August 12th, and in the UK on August 14th. So just a little Google search, and you should hopefully be able to find it, and please pre-order it.
Thank you for your time tonight, Daphne.
Thank you so much, Alan.
This is Sound Effects, the Radio Playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns. Well, good. Good evening there, folks. I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, it's Adventure Time. Old-time radio was loaded with adventure stories. I mean, the adventures of Superman, for instance. And there were other ones that had a continuing characters, like I Love a Mystery by Carlton E. Morse, which he followed up with I Love Adventure and Adventures by Morse, which tells you something about those stories. And they all had the same characters in it, as did A Man Called X, which was adventure in exotic locales around the world. But there were also a few of them that had anthology tales, that is, a different story, a different characters each week. Probably the most famous one is Escape. But there was also High Adventure and one called The Adventurers Club, where at the beginning of each episode, there would be a meeting of the Adventurers Club, and someone would begin to tell his tale of high adventure. Well, what we've got for you tonight are a couple of much more modern ones. They are both one-episode stories that they talk about previous and subsequent episodes, but I have never found any of them. A little later on, we're going to hear one called The Incredible Quest of the League of Strange Companions. Now, their production company seems to not be around anymore, but I recognize some of the actors' names from a group called One Act Players in San Francisco. But that's after the top of the hour. We'll start off with this one, which is a little more exotic, but still has that kind of old-time radio feel. And it's called Guy Falkrand, Gentleman Adventurer, an episode called, or titled, The Call.
New Orleans, Athens, Cairo, Montreal, London. In all the unique and treacherous places of the world, mysteries abound. Where others dare not go, he seeks out the truth at any price. Puzzles without solution, he solves. Thefts that defy logic. Murders with no rational explanation, he closes the case. For 600 years to the present day 1930s, he has toiled to save the innocent. From the sharp edge of reason to the shadowlands of the supernatural and beyond, he is Guy Falkrand, Gentleman Adventurer. Tonight's story, The Call.
Tell her, Guy, from the beginning.
Pearl, I can't go through it all again. I don't even know if she can hear me.
Geneva's right here. None of us is going anywhere soon. And she needs to hear it as it happened almost as much as you need to tell it.
It's difficult to remember exactly when it started. The harder you try to touch something, the less substantial it becomes. And you never really notice it until you feel its absence.
Guy, where were you?
Out.
Obviously, you missed Sarah.
Sarah?
The girl you saved last year. You might remember her.
I know who she is. Why was she here?
We invited her to visit anytime she wanted. This weekend was a good time. She's out getting horseback lessons right now. I told you she was coming.
Yes, you probably did. I was just a little distracted.
A little? You haven't been yourself lately at all.
I had to dash into town to pick something up. Look at this.
When did they start selling stuffed jaguar heads in Banff?
They don't, as far as I know. This isn't from Banff. I just picked it up.
What is it supposed to be?
Mitnil's helm. It's an old Mayan tribal artifact.
So, that's what you spent the last few months desperately searching the world for.
Who said I was desperate?
Only the girl who's known you for her entire life. One might say you have an unhealthy urge to collect things.
Geneva Lavoie, you have one of the world's largest collection of blades. Swords and knives cover the wall just outside my study. Don't talk to me about strange habits.
I'm simply adding to my family collection. I acquire things in my spare time. Recently, you've done nothing but. You've ignored your other cases. You miss half the things I say to you in conversations. You've been completely obsessed. What's so special about this Mitnell's helm?
It's rumored to be part of a collection that includes the Gundestrup cauldron and the sandals of Thrace.
You have those.
I have the rest, too. The entire collection. An ancient text says that thousands of years ago, they were created by the same person and then dispersed around the world. This will be the first time they have been brought together in millennia.
And just what are they supposed to do?
I haven't quite deciphered that part of the text yet.
Playing with the unknown again in my home, Mr. Falkrind?
Chateau Lavoie is perfectly safe as long as I'm here, Jen. I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize my standing with the Lavoies. Besides, it's just a stuffed animal. It can't hurt us, can you, kitty?
Please don't talk to it like that. That's disturbing.
My apologies. I'm going to go find a place for him in my office. I can't believe how much trouble I had bringing it here. There were panicked horses dragging buggies all over the road between here and town.
It's amazing what some people will do to get ahead in this world.
Charming.
Mm-hmm. Guy.
Just a minute.
You've been saying that all day. All I've heard from you is take a message in just a minute. What have you done to your office?
Some simple redecoration. What do you mean all day? I've only been here an hour or so.
You came in at 10, Guy.
Yes?
It's almost 7.
Really?
I assume those are the artifacts, your supernatural collectibles.
Ah, yes. All 5 objects.
So why did you push everything else in the office to the side?
I did this? I did. Yes, I did. I needed some space.
Well, you certainly have a lot of space now. Except for your collection on the floor.
In a perfect circle.
In the middle of your office.
All facing inward.
The candles behind them are a nice touch.
It draws your attention to the middle of the circle.
It does. This can't be a good idea.
You're probably right. Let's put this stuff away.
I can't move anything. It won't budge.
Ow!
What?
I just cut myself on the jaguar's fang.
Oh, my. You're really bleeding. I'll get some bandages to dress it.
Relax, Jen. I'm immortal. You know I can't bleed to death. It's healing already. Strange. It was quite the cut. It was the blood. What's that sound?
What sound?
Can't you hear it?
The center of the circle is glowing.
On second thought, what say we leave everything exactly where it is and just step out of the office for a moment?
I could use some fresh air.
I didn't expect quite this much excitement from picking up a souvenir in Banff.
You need that bandage.
Jen, I'm fine. It's almost healed. Look.
I'll get you that bandage.
If it will make you feel better. What have I done to my office? Jen, look, I really don't need anything for my cut. Especially not a drink.
So, this is what possession feels like.
Possession? What do you mean? And why are you talking with an accent?
Because I'm a Scot, you daft beggar.
Al, is that you? What are you doing in there?
I don't quite know. I felt that old familiar tug of Guy Falkrind needs help. Then suddenly, the worst hangover in history.
In 400 years, I've never seen you possess anyone. Leave her alone.
Oh, I cannot. It's not supposed to happen this way. I can't tell you. I don't like it either. Her mouth doesn't move quite right. I feel horrible. It's almost as disturbing as what you're doing in your office.
What do you mean?
Don't act all innocent, Guy. There's something living behind that spiritual door you're knocking on that should be left alone. Needs its beauty rest. Don't wake it.
Are you worried about me, Al?
I couldn't care less about you. After 600 years, you almost pass for a grown-up. You can take care of yourself. It's my own skin I'm worried about.
Ghosts don't have skin.
This thing you're prodding at might bother the living, the dead, and everything in between. No one in your world or mine will find peace again. Get a new hobby. Here.
What's this?
I call it the Gentleman Adventurer.
That's not a very creative name.
It's not a very creative drink.
There's nothing in here.
Oh, dear. I wonder if I forgot to pour it.
I'm touched. What are you trying to say?
You're not in control of your own actions. New is the worst time to be knocking on doors when you have no idea what's behind them. Drink up now.
You don't look so well.
Oh, I'm not. Oh. Hello, Mother Pearl?
Well, Geneva, child, how are you?
Guy told me I just had a fainting spell. I don't remember it, but I feel like there was more to it.
I'm sure there was. Our boy's playing with fire again, ain't he?
You know what's happening.
Guy is swimming in waters deeper than anyone has reached in ages.
What's going on, Pearl?
Do you have a newspaper near you, child?
A couple.
Grab one. Read the last letter of every page. It'll spell the name.
C-T-H-U-L-U. Cthulhu.
Got a book nearby? Try that too.
It's here too.
It's everywhere. Always has been. It slumbers, but it dreams of the world. And them dreams are full of hate and dark desires.
What is Cthulhu?
That is but one of the many names man has had over time for the beast. The greater gods of old lived in terror of the sleeper. It don't come from everything dark in the universe. It is darkness.
How do we stop it?
We can only try not to wake it. The call is blood, and blood's the call. One cannot rise without a fall. A taste of eternity opens the way, and now the price that all must pay. The death of innocence will stir the beast. At first we'll fast, and then we'll feast. With screaming tears and thunderous shakes, the earth will die as the sleeper awakes. Though selfless love may close the door, none may seal it forevermore.
Where did you learn that?
I didn't. Those of us with the true power all know it. The words are engraved on our souls.
Key's in trouble.
The whole world is in trouble, especially Guy. He hears the call. You must not let him answer it. The world depends on it.
Can you come help?
Girl, I'm gonna try. But the spiritual ways are closed to me. I'm stuck here right now. But if the way's open, I'll be there in a heartbeat. You've helped save the world before. You can do it again.
Thanks, Pearl.
No, child. If you do right, I'll be the one saying thank you. If you don't... it ain't gonna matter.
Guy?
Were you busy?
No, I was just about to come find you.
If you like, I could go hide somewhere so you can.
No, that's fine. Come in, I have tea.
Could we go for a walk instead? I've been going through the text for a clue about this thing all day now, and I still don't know what it means. I can't sit still right now.
I'll get my shawl. And thunderous shakes. The earth will die as the sleeper awakes. Though selfless love may close the door, none may seal it forevermore.
That's the whole poem.
Word for word.
I didn't realize you had an eidetic memory, Jen.
Perfect recall? I don't. This is different, though. It seems to stick with you.
Blood magic. It's all about the blood.
All?
That's how the poem reads. The call is blood, and blood's the call. The only way to act on the gate is with blood.
Whose?
Depends on what you're trying to do. Open it or close it. A taste of eternity opens the way. Oh, no.
Your blood, Guy. Eternity. Immortality. I think the door might already be open.
We can't be sure about that. What was the next line? Something about the death of innocence will stir the beast? What is the death of innocence?
Nothing is more innocent than a child.
A dying child. We don't have any of those around, do we?
Guy, that's morbid.
Then we're not in danger of waking it, are we?
No, I guess not. How much blood is necessary to complete any of these conditions?
Depends. With powerful blood like mine, it might only require a little.
With mortal blood?
A lot.
We have to stop it.
Guy! Geneva!
Sarah!
Guy, it's far too dangerous for her here.
I'm way ahead of you. Sarah, that's a nice horse you've got there.
Her name's Dancer. They said she was the tamest one they had at the stable. Said I could ride her all weekend. They said they owed you a favor.
She certainly is a quiet horse.
She's beautiful and so well-behaved.
Something's come up. I'm really glad you came to visit, but now is a really bad time.
Dancer, what's wrong?
I think you should come back next weekend.
Dancer! Dancer, no!
No! Sarah! Let's get you inside. Jen, get the door!
Oh my God, she's been trampled!
It's okay, it's okay, Sarah. You'll be okay.
I left a message for the doctor. He's all over town, attending to just these sorts of injuries. No idea when or if he'll get here. How is she?
I don't know. I can't even tell what's broken. I don't think she'll make it.
Don't blame yourself.
What makes you think I'm going to do that?
I know you.
Look after her. I have to get changed. She bled a lot.
I'll stay with her. Where are you going?
To change clothes.
Your room's upstairs.
I'm going to my office.
Guy, you're covered with blood.
I have a change of clothes inside.
The blood of a dying child.
They're just in here.
The death of innocence will stir the beast, Guy. What the hell are you doing?
It'll only be a moment.
No.
Get away from the door.
You can't do this.
Don't make me hurt you.
You can't allow this to happen.
Allow it. Allow. I'm going to make this happen.
What's gotten into you? It will be the end of everything.
What is that to me? I'm not of this world. It means nothing. Now move! No one is stopping me.
How can you do this?
How can I not? I have spent centuries fighting evil, only to watch it flourish somewhere else, stronger and more terrible. You all grow old and die around me, while I struggle in vain to make a difference. This will finally make that difference. This will leave a mark. This is exactly what I was meant to do.
Please. You're not yourself!
Yes, I am! For the first time in 600 years!
The blood on your clothes is flowing into the circle!
Yes!
Something's opening!
Yes!
Get out of the circle!
I'm not moving!
Then I'll move you! Ah! What is it? Get it off me!
I don't know!
It won't let go! Ah! It hurts so, Mickey!
Jen! What's happening? What am I doing? Jen, you threw a clear across the room. Hold on, Jen. Find another victim, sleeper. I've got you, Jen. Let's get out of this chaos.
Guy, it has me. Help me.
Shh, Jen, shh. Safe. We're nowhere near it.
But the beast...
Still inside the circle, as far as I can tell. I don't think it got out.
How did we get out of there?
Something gave. I left the circle, picked you up, and ran out of the room. How do you feel?
Nothing is broken, I think. How about you?
Oh, I may be losing my mind, jeopardizing you like that.
It's nothing I'm not used to. What now?
I fix it. I close whatever gate I opened.
You mean we.
I don't think you're quite up to the task.
I'm fine. Maybe a sprained ankle and a headache. You're the one who wasn't quite yourself back there.
I don't have a choice, Jen.
What does the poem say about stopping this? Though selfless love may close the door, none may seal it forevermore.
Selfless love may close the door. Selfless blood?
A sacrifice for the sake of the world.
Of course! I'll give it the blood it wants.
Gee, I'm not so sure that's going to work.
The jaguar's tooth took the blood from me, but if I give it willingly, then it's different.
But that's not what it means.
It's not whose blood it is, but the reason for the giving. You understand?
I think I do.
Let's go then. We need a knife.
Here.
All these knives on the wall, and you pick this one?
We're not looking for surgical precision now, are we? Will it do the job?
It will, at that. Once more, onto the breach. Stay here.
You know better than that.
Fair enough. After you.
You've got to be kidding.
Perhaps.
The gate is definitely open.
Very much so.
I can see something moving in there. Oh, God, Guy. It's horrible.
Then I have to do this now. What the? What is this?
It's a trick knife. The blade just springs back into the hilt.
Why did you give me this?
You're immortal, Guy. Your blood opened the door. But you said it yourself. You can't bleed to death. You can't give it selflessly because it doesn't cost you anything. Don't you see?
Then what are we going to do?
I'm going to use this knife.
Jen!
And I'm going to close the door.
No!
Goodbye, Guy.
Geneva!
Oh, God, it hurts!
Jen!
The gate! Is it closing?
You didn't have to do this.
Is it closing?
Yes! Yes! The circle is shrinking! The artifacts are exploding! The circle is broken! The light is going out! It's over, Jen! You did it!
Something mighty powerful has just occurred here. A great sacrifice.
Pearl! You're here!
Guy.
Jen, I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You can't accept blame for everything. Guy, I need to tell you something.
I'll tell him later.
Pearl, I'm not gonna make it. I need to say it while I still can.
Don't be hasty. There is a lot of magic in this room. Even the fragments have power. I just might be able to channel some of it. There is healing that needs to be done.
What can I do?
Just hold her.
I feel warm.
Jen, you're glowing.
Pull out the knife, Guy.
But she'll bleed to death.
The knife.
The wound's healing. Pearl?
Hush. Less words. More faith.
You did it, Jen. The world is safe thanks to you. But now we're here, and you can't hear me, and I feel I may have lost you, Jen, and I don't know what to do.
Well told, Guy.
Look at her, Pearl. What good did it do?
If you was listening to your own story, you'd know you wasn't entirely at fault. So maybe you can just stop blaming yourself.
Who else can I blame? Besides, she hasn't even heard me.
Every word.
Jen! You're all right!
It will be a while before I'm all right. But I'm definitely still here. Pearl's right. Stop blaming yourself.
But look at what I almost did to you.
Hush. Pearl, thanks for saving me. I don't know how to repay you.
Don't think about payment. Magic always has a price. The cost for this cannot be taken from you. Don't worry about it. Mama's got this one.
Pearl.
Don't you start either. We've got more important things to worry about.
What?
The beast has not awakened, but it has stirred. You offered freedom, then took it away. It knows you now. From within the dream, it'll lash out and unleash its nightmares upon you. This was but a taste. No one knows the full power of the sleeper awaken. What is it, Gee?
Nothing, Pearl.
Don't be lying to me, boy. You are one of the very few who could wake the beast. You're afraid.
What if this is it, Pearl? What if this is my destiny?
Easy, Gee. There are others who could wake the sleeper. Thankfully, they haven't. Neither have you. Thanks to this girl and your own desire to do good, the beast will not rise anytime soon. Why you or I or anyone else was placed here is a mystery. What you do with your life, though, depends on what you choose to do. Freedom of choice, Gee. Choice.
Mother Pearl, how do you know so much about that thing?
Knowledge of dark things comes from dark places. You don't need to know where my knowledge and power comes from. All you need to know is that I have decided to use my abilities to heal the world's hurts, not cause them. Believe me, I have made my choice. Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a little girl out in the other room who needs my help.
Gee?
Yes?
Pearl said she made her choice. Have you made yours?
Rest, Jen. We'll get you patched up and everything will be fine.
Gee, I just...
I can't answer that right now. I will, though. Rest.
You have been listening to Gee Falkrund, Gentleman Adventurer. Featured in the cast are Douglas Tokarek as Gee Falkrund, Keisa Mortensen as Geneva Leroy and Al, Janetta Jamerson as Sarah and Mother Pearl, and Steve Weller as your announcer. Foley performed by Greg Montemuro and Jesse Day. Production assistant is Jennifer Stesic. The Call was written by Randy Brzoski with our production team. Gee Falkrund's technical producer is Duke Pates. Assistant technical producer is Andrew Suresic. Special thanks to Chapters Strathcona for their assistance. The Call is directed by Jason Smaraka. Our producer is Chris Allen. Learn more about Gee Falkrund on CKUA.com. Join us February 10th for The Singing Gun, our next exciting episode of Gee Falkrund, Gentleman Adventurer. You have been listening to a centuries-old production. Good night.
And why don't we pause here for an announcement or two?
Honey? Dinner? Honey, come on up. It's time for dinner.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I'm shaping the future of mankind down here.
So?
Well, so I'm not done yet.
Well, can't you shape the future of mankind after dinner?
5 more minutes. That's all I need.
That won't work. 5 minutes will turn into 10, and 10 minutes will turn into 2 days, and by that time dinner will be cold, and the future of mankind will still be shapeless.
Excuse me, but do you two need a break from shaping the future of mankind?
Oh, yes.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We do.
Then tune into Sound Effects, a radio playground, a showcase of modern audio comedy and drama. We're here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis every Sunday evening at 9:30.
Can we eat and listen at the same time?
Yes. Yes, you may. That's Sound Effects, a radio playground, where the future is being shaped while you eat. 9:30 p.m. Sundays on Fresh Air Radio.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Radio without boundaries.
And on the web at kfai.org.
Hi there, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, It's all adventure time. So, here's another one.
Welcome back to the incredible quest of the League of Strange Companions. In this episode, we meet our heroes before there ever was a quest or a league, indeed before they could even consider themselves companions. As our story opens, they were but a seemingly unconnected and widely dispersed handful of individuals, though certainly more than a little strange when compared to most others. Imagine, for instance, the fair Princess Yoni. Yes, indeed, the fair Princess Yoni, trapped, as it were, in her castle.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! The champion will be chosen this Sunday!
If only I could escape this tyranny and travel to the tournament to win! There, I would find my champion. He would free us from this bondage.
I told you to turn it off!
Hey! I was watching that!
And now you're not.
Ow!
Get out in the yard now!
Okay, okay. Don't have a Poketubby.
Meanwhile, deep within the bowels of a forgotten world, another drama is in play. Wizard plus Raven versus Goblin plus Henchman.
Who am I? I am Zalabar the Green,
the last stand final.
No. Who is he?
Pay no attention to the bird. Ow! And by that, I mean watch him closely, for he is my totemic familiar, the powerful dark raven, Nevermind.
Enough.
And why has he come?
I, Zalabar the Green, come to reclaim the Chalice of Immortality.
The what?
Oh, for Cadrell's sake. The Chalice of Immortality, forged in the mists of Scheherazar, from the broken crown of the One King, and stolen from the crystal caves of Renum by Thaddeus the Wicked.
Interesting. Well, it's not here.
It is that which glows, Bogrul, there, behind you!
That? That is the Chalice of Ivor's Banality, oft confused with that which you seek. But I can sell you a map to the Immortal Chalice.
Oh, is it a topographical map?
Why, yes.
Splendid! Bring it forth with haste! And yet, you do not deceive me. My interest in your map was but a ploy. Now, be warned. Stand aside or perish.
Words.
I carry the ancient barbed pentagram of Sardis, the reforged sword of Darius, and the lost shield of Persepolis. I have run the gauntlet of insufferable agony, forded the flaming river of flame, and have vanquished the blue minotaur of
You mean Manumanuk?
Is that right? Yes, that place.
Well, in that case, take the chalice.
Victory! See how they flee! Let us gather up the chalice and bring this most noble quest finally to its close. 10 more steps and it will be mine. Tis more beautiful than I imagined. What is that sound? Never mind. Why? A giant white hand approaches. Greetings, white... Whoa! The chalice. Until I possess the chalice, my quest is not complete. Unhand me, white hand. I talk to the hand, yet it does not respond. I was so close. The chalice was right there before me. This is an entirely unforeseen turn of events. A grand quest? But there hasn't been a grand quest since the Age of Luminor, when Malakiel himself rode in battle. No, the Age of Grand Quests is long gone. Or is it? I say once again, White Hand, unhand me!
Unhand me. Perhaps not the wisest command ever issued, given the circumstances. Luckily for Zalabar, his trusty raven familiar Nevermind grabbed hold of his tattered cape, flapping madly, and slowed the old wizard just enough to avoid a terrible breaking of bones. Zalabar had been unhanded into a field. Nevermind alighted on the ground nearby, and before them, the enormous gilded doors of a colossal stadium. And across the doors was a 42-foot-wide banner proclaiming, "Welcome to the Tournament to Win." But before he could read the banner, Zalabar discovered he was not alone.
Excuse me, sir. Are you all right? Do you know where we are?
Where we are? Who are you?
Who was she indeed? She was Manchester. A precocious 11-year-old and rather tall for her age, standing just over 2 heads high. Big head. Huge, actually.
Oh, excuse me, good sir. I do not mean to be rude. My name is Manchester, and I...
And I am Zalabar the Green, battle wizard and final champion. Do you stand with me or against me?
I don't know.
Gah! Gah!
Oh, forgive my poor manners, Mr. Raven. And what are you called?
Never mind.
But all names are important, even yours, little bird.
No, never mind is his name.
And a fine name it is.
Dust rag.
Aye, Ganja, no freaked my white hand, sun sheep shapeshifter.
What a strange man.
The strange yet fashionably dressed man was Ganja, a self-proclaimed martial arts cooking champion and personal bronze chef to Queen Posy.
Stand back. I am Zalabar the Green.
Zalabar, freaky boy name for magic man.
It is Zalabar, you imbecile. Now be warned. What the? He hit me?
Please. There is no need to fight. Sir, what is your name?
Me, Ganja, champion bronze chef to Queen Posy.
Ganja?
No, Ganja.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so glad to meet both of you. Zalabar, did you notice the banner?
A simple tournament?
You are a wizard champion. Our new friend here, Ganja, is a chef champion.
This makes
and
no
I myself
sense.
Was awarded the award.
Fine. Then this will be my tournament to win, and you must be my squires. The grand quest resumes!
Zalabar!
What spirit minstrel sends such melodies upon the wind?
Oh, freaking music hard on ears! Where beat?
The spirit minstrels call me to the tournament! Squires, to the doors!
Look out, Magic Man!
Where the bloody hell am I? And where's that bleeding white hand? And what are you staring at?
Forgive me, I really don't know.
What they were staring at was an escalator. Not an ordinary escalator, mind you, but a 3.5-foot-high mobile escalator. An escalator that was presently halfway through his court-ordered anger management and rehabilitation program, and now sitting squarely atop a flattened Zalabar.
Off, mother!
Get
off me!
Please, if you could, roll yourself off the wizard champion.
You freaky staboy!
Zalabar, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry? This possessed chariot spawn of the underworld is
what? You pointy-headed poser!
Poser? I'll show you who's the poser!
Oh, please stop. Everything is not a battle.
What? Get back!
Oh, my, no! Oh, please, stop!
My, what a lovely day. How are you?
Fine. Who are you? I'm not sure.
Sir, if sir you be, what is your name?
I'm Kenneth. I'm Kenneth the Escalator.
Stand aside, Kenneth the Escalator. I must open the gates and commence the tournament.
Oh, of course you must, you bloody loony.
You wear the armor of a knight, but you speak as a common serf. Know your place when your betters address you.
Betters? You? With nothing but a stupid girly cape to back you up? I'll show you betters.
Now be warned.
You, Sir Guillermo, or I'll thump you on. Oh! Oh!
What is that in your hand?
Nothing.
It's an avatar!
It's a what?
The source of all his power! Never mind! Seize it! Oh, I'll seize it myself.
Back off!
Give it to me!
I said back off, mate.
Get off! Give it to me!
Get off me!
Let go!
No.
Let it go!
No!
Magic man!
Release the icon of power, or with the black scimitar of Moloch, I will...
You what?
Come on, let's be grown-ups.
Speak the password, champion, ere ye enter the tournament.
Hold on. Ere ye isn't in the script. Script reads, before you.
Ere ye, tis more dramatic.
Tis?
What? Ere ye, tis more dramatic.
Password. Oh, we must speak the password.
I must speak the password, enter the tournament, vanquish my foe, and complete my quest.
Now, what would it be?
Yes. Anpal Vitorius, Rombi Horus.
What the hell is going on here?
Silence.
Oi, Gangpal boy. You tell me right now what the freaking hell is going on here.
We hear, we fight, later we eat.
Oh, don't let us clear up everything. Thank you. Thank you!
Sir Kenneth, the will of the White Hand brings us together. For what purpose, I cannot say. But beyond these doors lies the tournament to win. And perhaps answers for us all.
Screw the White Hand! How's that for an answer?
Shut up! Why does it always have to be you? For once in your miserable, feather-plucking life, let me guess the hell-spawning password!
Guess?
Shut up!
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
You better not be talking to me.
I don't see anyone else here.
Door open.
Ha! That's not a password. It's far too simple.
No, look. The door is open.
Ha-ha! I did it!
Okay.
Do not tarry, squires! Follow me! To the tournament! To the tournament!
Sir Kenneth, put aside your anger. We must follow him. There may be great danger.
One can only hope.
All rise and hail the champions!
Salamar the Green arrives!
All rise and hail! Champions!
Prepare to meet!
All rise and hail!
Thy doom? Where is it? By the stars, what is this? What is this? I do not believe it! No! A Apparently, there was a slight snag in Zalabar's plans. You see, beyond the grandly carved illuminated gates, all that greeted our companions was one vast flat plain of hard, baked dirt.
Wizard Zalabar, there is nothing here. Nothing.
Nothing. Never mind. There is nothing.
Look, there's a ragged note attached to the door.
A note?
It says, due to the lack of funding, the tournament to win has been postponed indefinitely. Sorry for any inconvenience that may have been caused. Sincerely yours, Eric.
Give that here. Due to lack of funding, the tournament has been postponed indefinitely. Sorry for any inconvenience that may have been... Eric! What nature of quest is this?
What nature of quest indeed? Well, Eric's short note really summed the situation up quite nicely. The promoters of the tournament to win, having spent billions to advertise the event across the known universe, and caught in an unexpected ratings downturn for tournaments in general, ran out of funding shortly after stadium construction began.
Hey, you freaky bunch! Come see Lizard whack hot girly butt big time!
Is she in danger?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the girl?
Donna.
But she is in danger.
Uh-huh.
From a lizard?
Oh, it must be a great, terrible lizard.
Ha-ha! A dragon for the slaying!
No, little guy.
But you said she was in danger.
Uh-huh. Lizard have big flower.
Of course he does.
So, the small dragon possesses great power.
No, he have big flower.
Flower? No, 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 no! Dragons have fire and scales and claws. Like that! Flower power? There is no such thing as the power of the flower.
The girl! We must save the girl!
Never mind! I must save the girl!
Okay.
Follow me, squires! My destiny lies with yonder conflict!
Hot girly! Dolly Lizard! Hot girly!
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Come, Sir Kenneth.
Sir Kenneth? I like that.
Bam! Huh. Ah!
Look, see?
Whack, whack, spat! Ah!
Blimey, he does have a big flower.
Before the group, an upright, fluorescent orange lizard, known in these parts of the universe as a poketubby, was striking a scantily clad, blonde-haired teenage girl with a huge, pink rhododendron.
Ouch! Stop it! Ugh, finally! Ow! That's it! I am Princess Yoni. And I am also a go-go action girl!
Go-go action girl!
And it's time to whack your orange ass! Yeah!
Girlie, no match for Orange Dolly Lizard. Ganja, show you how wax scaly bugger. Okay, Lizzie, you watch hand. Watch hand. Watch hand. Look there. Stupid Dolly Lizard. Hiya!
Win, Ganja.
Ganja, win! Win! Ganja, win!
Yes, yes. I too recall that in the ancient text of the Udnathalon, the Chalice of Immortality took the form of a flower and was planted in a high meadow for safekeeping. Could it be? Yes! And if I am not mistaken, to touch the flower meant certain death. So, I must use a summoning spell to seize the flower. Ach bin bidnadi lun flactus balin.
And so the poketubby jumped to its feet and began to trot towards Zalabar.
Ah, see, never mind. My enchantment enwraps the dragon and makes him my bearer of the deadly chalice flower. It's working! It's working! Now, slow down! By the stars, slow down! He's getting away with the flower! Stupid bird! Squires, we must retrieve the flower!
Oh, I ain't moving.
They're so romantic.
Who? The wild man and his parrot?
No, not them. Them.
Wow, what's your name? And who made that great jacket?
Me, Bronze Chef, Ganja.
A cook? Huh. Well, I gotta have the jacket.
Yeah, a cool jacket, eh?
Why don't you step closer?
Okay.
No, closer.
Okay.
Closer, so I can touch it.
Okay.
Ooh, so soft. Give it to me. Oh, they're going to kiss. I said, give it to me! Sucker!
No, they are fighting.
Excellent.
Wow, this is a nice jacket. Who's the designer? Oh, Hisaki! Never heard of Hisaki.
Oh, excellent.
Incoming! I come back for jacket.
Well, you can't have it. Hey, how did you get the jacket back?
Me, Bronze Chef.
Wow, you rock! Forget the stadium. Cook or not, you are the hottie I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, wait. I gotta do this right. Oh! I came here, far from my enslavement, to this greatest of all tournaments seeking a champion.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Let's get back to the fighting.
Sir Kenneth, shush!
I am Princess Yoni. And you, Ganja, you are my champion. And I love that jacket.
Uh-huh.
At first, I thought it was a patois, but then...
No. Original Hisaki.
Yeah, I saw the label. I'm not familiar with Hisaki, but it's totally amazing the way it catches the light. And that zipper, what's it made out of?
Oh, leave me alone, bird brain. How could I have foreseen such a move?
Saints be praised. They're back.
Yes, squires, I return. My summoning spell eventually took hold of the dragon, and after a brief but fierce struggle, I prevailed.
But where is the flower of power?
Oh, the flower! That is not important now. What is happening over there?
Oh, Princess Yoni has come to the tournament to find a champion to free her people from slavery.
Freeing of an entire people? Yes, that is a worthy quest.
And she has chosen Ganja.
The chef? Champion?
Oh, yeah.
That is ridiculous. I say, fair, maiden... If it's a champion you seek, then look no further than here.
You're not only champion here, salad bar.
Ganja is totally cool.
I am the champion.
But...
But what?
Look at you.
Yes?
You're...
What?
Old.
My... Oh, yeah.
I am experienced and tested. I was defeating the great Gorn of Trillum before this boy could even boil water.
Oh, such rags you wear. Soiled and yucky and ew, stinky, nasty, smelly. Don't you own a mirror?
Yes, but pursuit of the grand quest does not allow time for such trivial attentions. We shall settle this matter in single combat.
Uh-oh, that can't be good.
No way! Gross!
Where did the elder son go?
We shall settle this matter in single combat!
No, double combat!
You might want to remove your scullery maid's apron, lest it be bloodied in your defeat.
Oh, bring it, magic man!
Stop! Fighting! name does us no good. It seems to me that our group possesses many and varied talents to help the princess with her plight.
What is that noise, Nevermind? And why has it grown so dark?
Do you think it might be that dirty great spaceship hovering right above us?
What? Spaceship good. We hitch ride.
No.
Fly to Hot Girly Land.
No.
Save Hot Girly Land.
No.
They happy, we happy.